This is day one of the All England Lawn Tennis Championships. That's known to most of us, of course, as Wimbledon. Defending champion Rafael Nadal of Spain has withdrawn from the tournament with an injury, and that means all eyes now turn to Roger Federer of Switzerland, who's going for his 15th Grand Slam title. Over on the women's side, American Venus Williams is defending her title, and here to guide us through the tournament is the New York Times' Christopher Clary. Welcome to the program, Chris.
Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So, well, 3 weeks ago, Rafael Nadal made this shocking exit from the French Open in the fourth round, and now he's not going to play at Wimbledon because of this tendonitis in his knees. How bad is this ailment? Do we know?
He's been fighting knee problems throughout his recent career. He actually skipped the Davis Cup final at the end of last year because of a similar thing. And I think he's been playing in some pain without talking about it much the last couple months off and on, despite his good results. So I think he's learned to play with this over time, but I think it reached a stage here where he felt he had to take a break. Otherwise, the rest of his season would be compromised.
Well, last year, Nadal actually ended Roger Federer's five-year reign at Wimbledon. But I guess Federer now heads into this Grand Slam on sort of a high, recently winning the French Open. Does he have any tough opponents out there? Is he going to cruise through this thing?
Well, first, I'd say it's probably the biggest high of his career, which is quite a statement, really. I mean, I think winning the French was the culmination of many things for him, and I think he's coming in here relaxed and feeling great about his chances. He's not as dominant a player as he was in the past. I mean, you could see it in Paris, too, where he had to struggle against a field that was weakened with Nadal being gone. So I think to call him an overwhelming favorite here would be a little strong. But his side of the draw, there are a couple players who could potentially hurt him. One is a guy named Joe Wilfried Tsonga, who is a French player who reached the Australian Open final a couple years ago, who hasn't played a lot at Wimbledon but has a perfect grass court game, and they could run into each other in the quarterfinals, perhaps. And there's also Robin Soderling, the Swede who beat Nadal at the French Open and who is also in Roger's section. So there are a couple guys who could hurt him, but I have to say he's looking pretty good to get to that final, that's for sure.
You didn't mention Andy Murray from Britain. He's the hometown boy.
Well, Murray would be on the other side of the draw, so Murray would be the guy he would run into logically in the final. That's a long way to go, but Murray is playing great tennis, and he has beaten Roger in their last four matches.
And does he have a lot of pressure as the hometown boy with Nadal now out?
He's got the weight of the islands upon him, huh?
It seems
no, he definitely does. I mean, the tension is really on Roger and Murray. No British man has won here in 73 years. His game is in great shape. He's playing very well, but it's a long, long road to get through all the expectations and the draw. But I wouldn't be surprised to see Murray and Federer play for the trophy.
Well, we'll briefly handicap the ladies' side for us. We have Venus Williams defending.
You know, basically, it's until proven otherwise, it's still a Williams world here at Wimbledon. You know, Venus has won three of the last four titles. Serena won two before that. The only two people to win in the 2000s are Maria Sharapova, who's coming back from shoulder surgery, and Amélie Mauresmo, the French player who has seen better days. So until somebody else emerges, it's difficult to see anybody but Serena or Venus as favorites here. And it's a little bit of an unstable period in women's tennis right now. So there could be somebody who emerges and plays better here.
Chris, I can't let you go without asking you about this new retractable roof over center court. Does that mean the end of all these famous rain delays?
If you're on center court, it's the end. If you're anywhere else at Wimbledon, there'll still be plenty of rain delaying your match.
We'll stay dry covering the tournament. We've been talking to Christopher Clary. He covers tennis for the New York Times and for the International Herald Tribune. Thanks for being with us, Chris.
My pleasure.